You see it all the time across the media. People carrying out terrible crimes, and the headline blazes out, "This shouldn't happen." Chances are you don't ask, "Why not?" Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, most people are troubled by disturbing events. I think we should be. But it's important to know the reason why.
John, we think we ought to respect other people. We ought to care for the weak and the vulnerable. But there's no reason to assume this is true. Indeed, the natural world argues in the opposite direction. You have the right to take advantage of the weak to serve your own ends.
You're talking about the survival of the fittest.
When survival of the fittest is the mechanism for evolutionary progress, the other side of the coin is eradication of the weak. If the fittest are going to survive, the weak need to be destroyed so they don't pass on their weak genetic information to the next generation.
And that is not so popular or attractive.
The natural world was described by philosopher Thomas Hobbes as red in tooth and claw. It doesn't paint a pretty picture. Yet we believe human beings should treat one another with respect. We need to ask the atheist, why? You don't need to believe in God to do good things, but you do need God to justify something as absolutely good, something we ought to do. If there is no God, there is no way the world ought to be, no standard above and beyond us that applies to all of us.
And what's good for you may not be good for me then.
The existence of God provides this absolute moral authority. The Bible explains goodness is grounded in God's character, so there are things we ought to do. And the Christian worldview explains the reason why.
You've been listening to Reason Why with Alec McClellan, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head over to reasonwhy.org. Again, the website is reasonwhy.org.